The rumblings of revolution. The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the Big Baby P.
What up, y'all?
To my left, the Average Joe.
Yo.
What is up, Internet, and the beautiful and gracious and ever-glowing city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another fun yet exciting episode of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. I figured I'd change it up because I always say great.
I liked it.
You
butched it up just a little bit.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I think it was in the spirit of them finally like cutting all the grass on the side of the freeways.
That definitely makes a difference.
It does,
man,
it does.
So it's like a grass-cutting revolution.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you to everybody that rides a riding lawnmower down the side of 94.
You're going to change the landscape of the world.
It's not even a lawnmower. You see, that's like a bulldozer carrying some big thing that just cuts the grass, dude. It's crazy.
I know, man. Have you ever seen like I think they're called auto tillers. Have you ever seen anybody try to like operate one of those things where their arms are always just like flying around and like try to till the ground, but they can't even control the machine?
Right, yeah. I used to ride one of those Toro Z's when I used to do landscaping. Those are pretty fun.
Anyway, we got a huge show coming up today. We have Richie Nix coming up. We're going to hear a couple songs of his. That guy's all over 89X. He's doing his thing. He's doing it big. Everywhere he goes in Windsor is sold out. And we want to know when he's coming to Detroit. So we'll have that coming up. We're going to hear some Bus Driver.
Ooh,
for those of you who don't know who Bus Driver is, Steve is going to grace you all with some Bus Driver.
Yeah, I got a little, I'm going to take it to a little what's considered the real on hip-hop culture. And how it's been hijacked by your friendly Madison Avenue marketeers.
No, those guys have nothing but
sure.
America's best interests in mind. Come on.
Please.
We will get into that, won't we?
Yes, we will. What do you got today, Pat?
I'll let you know when we get around to it.
All right, so you're just going to leave us hanging in suspense.
Very suspicious.
Essentially, yeah. He's like, don't bother me.
Yeah, for the most part.
Just don't talk to me. Leave me alone with my beer.
You know, I just wanted more beer. That's
here,
all I
here
wanted.
Here you go, Pat. Have my beer.
Yes.
Pat did bring the beers today, so I'm digging it.
There we go. Pat's got another beer. Now he's in a good mood. Give me a pow, buddy.
Pow!
Boom!
Wow. Pat, you're so easy to please, buddy.
Ain't
it? It's amazing.
It's good, though. It's good.
Did you mic check those pows?
I don't think. Pow! I don't think so.
There we go. All right. Steve's coming off of a binge of sorts, so he's having a hard time.
It's, hey, 4th of July weekend, first of all, when that falls on a Saturday, that means that the partying technically starts Thursday night.
Well, last year, 4th of July was a Friday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the last 2 years, we've been graced with some vicious party days.
Which doesn't leave a lot of time for sleeping, right?
No, never.
No.
There's never sleeping and partying. They don't coexist.
It's like from Thursday night. By the way, hi, Tanya. Hey, Amberlynn.
Amberlynn, huh?
Amberlynn, man.
I like that name.
They said they're going to be listening.
Of course you would.
I had to give a shout-out. They said they're going to be listening.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. Hello, ladies.
What's up, Amberlynn? If you could come from yours and come to my trailer park, maybe we can
I told them that I would represent them because I wound up in the middle of a bitch witch. So.
A bitch witch.
You know, those are always nice to have.
So essentially, you were on a binge and ended up in a bitch witch.
Next thing I know, bam.
Wow.
I'm the meat in a bitch witch sandwich.
Wow.
Now, did they drag you along or was it your idea?
Oh, it just kind of happened. Those things just kind of happen.
Those are the best. Well, no, see, I've been to some orchestrated ones, but we won't get into that.
Yeah.
Joe, what is this about your secret life that you can't let anybody know about?
Right.
I'm kind of disturbed, man. Are you
should be disturbed. Nobody's going to know. So.
Are you hanging out with furries and transvestites
please,
on a nightly basis?
I would never
basis?
Lower myself to those standards.
Do you put on a SpongeBob costume and go to these parties?
I almost should. You know,
with
that'd
a
be
little,
a good idea.
Hold on. Hey.
A little opening in the back.
I'd be Patrick, though.
Joe.
Totally.
Unbelievable. Totally. We got some big guests coming up on the show. Les Zelder's going to sit in on an episode coming up in a couple of weeks. You can check him out at zeldor.com. He's a podcast that's similar to what we're doing. You can catch him on Insomnia Radio Detroit. And at Zaldor, ZALDOR.com. We also have Cellar Mannequin coming up, Emily Doubleday coming up, and the Big B from Suburban Noise Records coming up.
Well, that sounds just absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely epic. It's amazing. I just crapped myself thinking about the upcoming lineup. Pat, do you have any toilet tissue, buddy?
No. No, I'm sorry. If you want, I can go down the hall and steal some.
Nah, we'll wait, man. Let me sit and simmer on this.
Well, that sounds gross.
But
that sounds very disgusting. Very disturbing.
It's like a stew.
Stop it. Just stop talking. Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
I'm just going to throw this out there because I've been drinking them steady since Thursday in mass quantity. Dos Equis. That's right. A fine cerveza lager especial, son. Check it out. Crafted in Mexico since 1897, basically to commemorate the arrival of the 20th century. Ultimately, I mean, it'll even tell you right here, Dos Equis stands for two X's in Spanish.
Ay, ace. Not one X, wow. But two.
Wow.
Two X's.
Wow. What's the company that makes that?
Cerveza Chantere Montezuma.
Montezuma.
Like Count Montezuma?
Wasn't that a professional wrestler back in the day, Montezuma?
No.
Count Montezuma.
There was the Ultima guy or whatever.
The Ultimate Warrior.
No, that the Ultimate Warrior. There was an Ultima guy. Yeah, he would wear a mask and fly around like Rey Mysterio does now.
Oh,
he wore a cape,
either
too.
Way, Montezuma is having his revenge on my head today. I can tell you that much with these friggin' things. They're about roughly a 5.0 ABV.
That's not bad.
I got to give a shout out to the commercials too, man. Stay thirsty, my friends.
I always have nice.
For the most interesting man in the world drinks these.
They always have some nice girls in them commercials too.
I know, right?
I can't find one beer commercial that doesn't have nice girls.
Yeah.
I'd like you to find me the beer commercial with the nasty fat sluts.
Well, Budweiser used to just have all frogs in their commercials.
They would want you to believe that if you drink their beer, you will be surrounded by porno star quality women.
No, which doesn't happen.
I've always wondered that my whole life. Like, hey, you know, you'd see a commercial for cereal, and the guy's like eating his cereal, and there's hot chicks everywhere. You go buy some deodorant, and there's hot chicks everywhere. Just once, when I'm swiping that speed stick onto my armpit, do I want to be attacked by a horde of hot bitches?
Yeah.
You know, I want that precognition powers off the Axe body spray commercial.
Yeah.
Where the guy just runs in right after the chick say, okay, I'll tell you what, the next guy that comes in the door, we're both going to kiss him and tongue him down and, you know, see who's the better kisser. I wish I had those powers.
Yeah.
This is
Dos Equis.
By the way, to wrap this up, this is the green bottle, by the way. Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
What's the other color?
Brown. The other ones are a brown bottle, which is an amber ale, and this is a lager.
Which is better, the lager or the ale?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Perfect answer.
Absolutely unbelievable. Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Two X's, my friends.
I feel.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
I feel so much more refined.
Sure.
Now, you know, just saying Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. You could say two X's, but that just sounds stupid.
Hey, I'm just hanging out drinking two X's.
I'm drinking
it's not
two
bad.
X's.
Or you could say it all wrong. Like, you know, I got a couple of Dos Equis.
Right.
Equis.
Over-pronunciating, hey, misinterpret.
Come drink some Dos Equis
Dos
with me.
Equis.
Got some Dos
Equis.
Equis, bro.
So, I fucked up pretty bad, I did. So
what's new?
What did you do this time?
I kind of screwed the comment line over temporarily for the time being.
I heard about this. What is the dealie?
Yeah, so anyway, I'm double charged by Skype. You know, great people over there at Skype. And let me tell you this. On the record, is Skype has the most wonderful customer service that anybody could ever ask for. Let me tell you, they're just great people over there in India.
You know what? I can sense zero sarcasm in
Hello,
your voice there,
my
too.
My name is Steve.
God. What is wrong with customer service in this goddamn
there is
world?
None.
It's outsourced.
There is none.
It's outsourced to people trying to sound American, but they always, you know, like, hello, can I help you? My name is Carl.
I'm like, no, your name is not Carl. It's Shaggy Booble.
Sanjay, just come on. Don't bullshit.
No, man, you'll call some of them and it'll be like that Indian guy. Hello, my name is Dan.
Yeah.
That's so weird. It's like, no, seriously, what's your name, guy?
Hello. My name is Michael.
It's like, no, it's not. Krishna. No, it's not.
I'm sorry, my real name is Vijay Patel.
So you getting into this, what's the ETA? back on the
condo ETA
line.
Is going to be a week. I hope to have it fixed by the end of next week. I got to work some overtime. You know, Skype used to be free, but it's not free anymore. Yeah. So
that's too bad because I heard there were some interesting voicemails.
There was some interesting voicemail. Apparently, someone would like to knock Joe's teeth out, but we don't know because I screwed up. So I apologize to everybody out there. If you do feel sorry for me, which I don't know why anybody would, there's really no feeling sorry for me, but you can always click on the donate button on the website and help us get that comment line up sooner if you really have something to say.
Yeah, you know what? They could do that.
Mm-hmm. It's only
$12.
$12. $12.
You know what? All you're going to do is use it for gas money or food. Come on. Just click donate.
That's right.
Put gas in your car.
It's not like I'm not going to, you know, buy a pack of smokes or...
McDonald's is not going to be hurt by you not spending that $2 that day. They serve how many a day now?
Joe, they've been serving billions for years. Exactly. So that's always been their slogan.
They need to be selling McGriddles at like 2 in the morning after bar time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I hate how they don't serve breakfast late in the day.
Yeah. One of my favorite McDonald's foods right there, if you want to call it a food, is the McGriddle.
Oh, no,
sausage,
it's not a food.
Sausage, bacon.
Is that
bacon.
The one with like the pancake buns?
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
Yeah. Oh,
or as I call it, the biology scrambler.
Pat loves the McGriddle.
No.
Really?
Do you eat McDonald's breakfast at all, Pat?
On occasion.
On occasion?
What do you grab, man?
The Egg McMuffin.
That's a classic. See, sometimes I'll get the Egg McMuffin and the McGriddle.
I get the sausage Egg McMuffin or the bacon and cheese, the bagel one. I like the bagel.
Oh, no, man.
You just said you get the sausage.
I do.
Joe does, man.
Gotta have the meat, man.
Sausages!
He was hanging out with Sarah. Now he's covered in glitter. I don't know what happened.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make this rash. All you guys are covered in glitter today. So,
no, I'm not.
Me neither.
Except Pat, because Pat came in late.
I have none either.
Anyway,
no, I'd stab someone to put glitter on me.
I might have.
Now you got some glitter, Steve.
That's all.
Wow,
that.
Joe's groping Steve. Speaking about groping things, grope us up on the internet at theolanezrashow.com. Search for us on Google. You'll find us. We're on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, pretty much anywhere. We come up like 115,000 times when you type the
pretty
Olin
much,
Ezra
yeah,
Show. So,
yeah, yeah.
So Google us, bitches.
So check that out. And don't forget to check out our good friends, The Pills. They were on, I believe, episode 38 it was, right?
You might be right.
Danny Catastrophe and The Pills. I think it was 38. Anyway, they have made it to the 89X Battle of the Bands finals. Not semifinals, not the quarterfinals, but the finals.
Battle of the Bands!
Fuck yeah, they did.
Very nice.
So it's good to see them having some success, and that's going to be on Thursday, July 23rd. And then the day after at the Hayloft, which seems to be the banging spot on the east side as of late.
Downtown Clem, man.
Shout outs to the guys from Critical Bill actually went in to purchase that venue, right?
Yeah, the guitar player from Critical Bill has an investment in now owning that spot. He's managing it. Critical Bill, that's basically like their home field right now. But they're good dudes. They're cool. I'm friends with them. Got a little Magnano Critical collab going down.
We promo
they got
that
place jumping, dude. I'll tell you what, it's got a great deck out and back. One of those giant like wooden decks.
It is
go
very,
out there.
It is very nice since it's been redone.
The Hayloft is like a giant. It's like a rectangle with a bar in the middle of it. Essentially,
it is really
pretty much. I mean, at the base,
that place is just. You're always gonna Thursday night is what they consider their college night. Quote, I'm making air quotes if you can't tell.
It's not the only bar that does that too. I go to a couple college nights on Thursday.
When in effect.
I love how bars that are nowhere near a college or university has the college.
Nor
night.
Is anybody going there, but it's just kind of more representative of the lovely young ladies that go up in there for college night. So
word, and speaking of
that's
young,
what that means. It's
lovely
coded.
Young ladies. They're going to be there the day after. That would be July 24th. They're finally releasing their CD. The doors are at 8:30, and I believe we are invited, so we'll be... kicking it out there July 23rd.
Fabulous.
So, word.
I love you, Danny.
Yeah. Huge fans over here. So, Steve, what's this? What's the word on the bus driver?
Mr. Bus Driver. Yeah, well, here's the kind of the deal with this. Every once in a while, I mean, you kind of, at least for me, stumble upon an artist that is what I think is moving music in a direction. It's very creative work from this bus driver. I mean, he's been putting out albums since 99 roughly, like legitimate albums, but his latest one is called Jelly Beam, as in J-H-E-L-L-I, Beam, And this is one of them dudes. I did a little research into him, and his name is Reagan J. Farquhar.
Hold on.
Reagan.
Reagan J. Farquhar.
What? Farquhar. Yes. Farquhar.
And, his,
this is a joke, right?
No. His father actually... James Farquhar, I believe.
Farquhar Sr.
Yes, but his no,
Mr.
his father.
Farquhar.
Yeah, his father was actually the screenwriter and had production credits for early hip hop culture movies like Crush Groove. He worked on Tougher Than Leather, but I mean that was kind of like what they consider like the golden era of hip hop when it before what I say is like the Madison Avenue marketeers that came in and basically hijacked the culture. Okay.
Right.
So hip-hop culture is a spirit.
Well, hip-hop's really split, I think.
It's creative. Well, hip-hop and rap, per
right.
se.
If you want to quote rap.
So, but, you know, like, Rick Ross is not hip-hop.
Every day I'm hustling.
Soulja Boy is not hip-hop.
How dare you? All I do is dance around getting drunk
Superman
in my underwear.
Superman and hoes. Right.
Yeah, banging Soulja Boy.
No,
I love Soulja Boy.
Doesn't mean it's not good for some people.
All right, you do realize he's dunking on the game like Stephon Marbury.
I'm sorry if you didn't
brilliant lyric. Yes.
If you didn't catch the sarcasm there, how dare you? You should go out back and shoot yourself.
So that's again, you know, these record labels will cater to that and, you know, give these guys. Soulja Boy, I'm sure, has IMF loans and rented mansions.
Potentially
the gene to commit suicide if they so wish to tear him down in the public light.
Steve.
Didn't somebody go to Soulja Boy's house and beat him up? I think we talked about that.
Yeah, it was me. Go ahead.
Steve,
what was that?
As soon as we finish up here today, me and you, we're gonna go get our Soulja rags, we're gonna get our Gucci bandanas, and we're gonna learn, okay? I'm gonna learn you something.
The culture of hip hop is creativity. It's pure art, and here's why. It's graffiti. It's brilliant graffiti artists. It's break dancing. It's dancing in general. Dance is expression. It's playful use of innuendos, lyrics, and metaphors. That's hip-hop in a direction. So, for instance, this is kind of cultured in a sense. What we're about to play here is a song called Me Time by Bus Driver. If you want to run that, and then I'll come out and speak a little more about it. But hold on to your hats, kiddies.
Me Time, Bus Driver.
The pinto for the beige, pinnacle the cake, all up in the ruined GOP motorcades. For these senseless scenes, for censor scenes, I earned a soldier's wage. So I broke a leg, bitter roll the blades, cause I came in that the OG was overpaid. For putting M16s at Brent and Dean, horsing through the bolster aids. I never want a brush in an economic crunch. The financials are seeped in a bomb and slush, and the sexist machine expressed in me cerebral roll persuade. So I got a D, move the dark matter, on the spring, but the professor who is in charge. I don't know, they all eat their business cards. I'm a hack of deer shooting, no Vladimir Putin. While the rubber, this a cashmere pantsuit thing. I can knight the spokesman, so I be proven become your golden egg. Automated border, ready to tell the subsequent heavy server in the pool on the side of the registry. They cut the dough, they give a fuck about the finance on the troop search. At the moot point, what have you heard? Bubbling the idiots for news, correspondency to desperate and need to form renewal for a policy. They have to give the treaties to the pro war pandering as we all scupper over Saturn rings. Regimented double talker, undercuts the president to other corporate heads trying to render maybe tax cuts and the decibels, even genital to tens walls. Better the head to say the regulated grounds. Happy ever after benefactors, all still about to see Senate gathers, super celebrated families. The need to get me single solitary hood about the proletariat. The memberman is gross. Yeah. What does this mean for you though? You niggas suckin' cheat up, roller and a Prius. But I gotta get my money, not a C plus. What my foreclosed homes and portable loans are revisited, need to grind. I did a Russian pen box, tipping off some hemlock. Took the guy to open to a building on my desktop. When I've been out for thought and undercooked, that's when it need me time. With the pulmonary pound.
I'm stiff, yeah. I need some me time with the pulmonary palimpsest. I need some me time with the pulmonary palimpsest.
Watch the bank merge, liberal thinker. Cause now the middle finger's the California state bird. If it ain't hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some bus driver.
Mr. Farquhart right there, Reagan J.
Thank you, Reagan. I appreciate that.
You may be thinking, but what is he saying? Yes, there are words in there, and if you think he raps too fast, it's just that you're listening too slow.
My tongue got tied listening to that.
That is everything that's great about a lyricist right there, because if you could pull out the words of what he was saying, he was rapping about
The beautiful thing about that is he does give the lyrics with his inlays.
You know how many artists don't even do that anymore? You just get that was like when I first like started getting into music and stuff, that was like my favorite part of the CD or tape or whatever, was like the lyrics and the thank yous and the pictures and
In the book.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Man. Dude, yeah. I've read that stuff. Yeah.
I hate when it's just like a flimsy like little just like envelope of like a picture of them, and then they just give the names of the songs. I did like reading about the bands.
But this is almost what's considered a style called vocalese, like bebop and jazz singer, specifically a man named John Hendricks, who was with like Manhattan Transfer for a minute, but originally developed putting lyrics to instrumental pieces. So, for instance, in this bus driver case, that was a classical piece where he actually hits every, you know, he's like the words actually match the piano parts.
Right, which is like, not easy to do.
No, but then
I'd like to see Soulja Boy just attempt that once in his career.
He would not even get two words deep. But that's, I mean, you can hear the fact. I mean, there's hip-hop elements to that. There's your low-end theory going on in there. And that is what, this is even what KRS-One says, to quote KRS-One, the teacher. I mean, rapping is something you do. Hip-hop is the culture. You know what I mean? So that's what where people, the difference between what's considered rap and hip-hop. Rapping, anyone can just rap about anything, but the culture fused with lyrics is the spirit. Yeah, well, we'll do another bus driver song at the end of the show then.
Word.
And that one is called Scoliosis Jones. Get into that stuff.
Pat, man, what do you know about Scoliosis Jones, man?
I'm not too familiar with him.
Okay.
Not too familiar.
Okay. I've heard nothing, but I'm excited.
Now, Pat, I mean, man, you've been quiet, man. You did come into the studio, though, in grand fashion today.
Just like he does every week.
Every week, man. You had your chicken in one hand and the 18-pack of Budweiser in the other, buddy. And then it's like you get in the booth and you're Mr. Quiet. What do you got, buddy?
What are you trying to say, Olin?
I'm just looking for some energy, man. Come on, use a pause.
What are you trying to say, Olin?
Oh, the stereotypical thing you did when you came to the studio today?
So was it stereotypical that the white whore was the first one to grab a beer?
By that he means you, Olin.
Yes. I mean, if we're gonna be throwing out stereotypes. Yes. I was the last one to actually grab a beer.
I don't think it's necessarily it's not like you walked in with chicken and waffles,
right? And a big fucking watermelon,
right?
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, I chicken and
six,
beer.
I didn't have six nappy headed kids following behind me.
And
Pat,
and,
you just don't know about those kids, buddy.
And theme music that's just like
exactly. God damn it! Yes, I brought beer, but I was the last one to fucking crack one.
All right, buddy. All right, but you did. You did.
Guess what? You're not the last one to crack one.
Verify that you did. That you did bring chicken at least.
Bitch, I was hungry.
Good answer.
We love you, buddy. We do.
God damn it!
Check us out. Independence Day, 7/31/09. That's this month, the 31st, Friday the 31st. We're going to have Magnanimous rocking the mic.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do Dependence Day during that show.
Word.
Because I'm dependent on various substances.
Word. We got Exit rocking the mic. We got Kryptonite rocking the mic. We got Million rocking the mic. We got the Sunday Painters doing their rock thing. We got the Modfather. And we got a couple of others coming up on that show. That's at the Bullfrog, July 31st. Make sure to check out our affiliates, TooRawForFM.com, and Ill Flow Magazine's double release CD party with Swigs and J-Bone, Saturday, August 22nd, 2009, at the Bullfrog, with performances by Origix and DC, Cellar Mannequin, John Gotti, Southwest Grown, with my man Pigpen holding it down on the ones and twos.
Who else is going to be there? Do you know?
The Average Joe, El Magnano, yeah. Big Baby P, myself, probably Sarah Force, and I believe the sound engineer guy, D. Suede, is going to be working the soundboards there.
So the Olin Ezra Show will be gracing their presence at this event. Please show up.
It will be the trifecta.
When is it again?
It's Saturday.
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 Okay.
August.
August.
You guys got that? August 22nd.
The 22nd, which is a Saturday.
Gotcha. Which is a Saturday. Doors are at 8:30.
Be there.
If you're old enough to drink, it's $5.
$5.
$5. Hopefully there'll be some drink specials.
It's like going to a kegger.
We'll have to yell and scream.
Hottest wait staff on the planet.
I don't know, man. There's things that I would do to Summer that I don't even think she knows can be done to her.
She needs to be there for this.
She does work Saturday.
Summer works Saturday.
She don't work
so
the Sunday shows.
Hopefully I can bang her head against that fake Azteca stucco you know they got on the side of that
building.
You
know what I'll do for you,
too?
You know what I'll do for you?
What's that?
I won't talk to her at all.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Let me have Summer. Let me have something, please. You have everything else.
I'll make sure that I let you have your chance. But once you blow it, I'm in there.
That's fine. Go ahead,
Summer,
man.
I can't
blow it with Summer. In fact, those other girls that were there, I don't know who that blue-eyed one was, but she was looking kind of good. She had some big knockers, some big cans.
There's some cans around that place.
I would have definitely loved to motorboat that motherfucker. Oh, my God.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
Haven't you ever put your face in between two big floppy breasts?
Yes,
and
I have.
Just like appreciated where your face was at that time?
Yes.
Coming up next on the Olin Ezra Show, we've got In My Head by Richie Nix off his album Hell City.
I'm trying to find my way to think that I'm living in the world. When we got something to say, and we will always be the same. Even though we can still each change.
Fuck lovers, I hate this shit, it only hurts now. Just another relationship that doesn't work out. Fuck it, you make me sick, I let the word out. Fall in love with the crazy bitch, your heart will burn out. Blood pressure bubbles up, what the fuck, it feels stuck. I cannot touch another one of these antidepressants. Man, this can't be the message, somebody hand me a lesson. Cause I'm standing and stressing, while I'm planning my death in. This might be the last minute that I stand on this planet. Look at me stranded, I'm panicking, man, I can't understand it. My life is a manic depressing, but I managed to stand it. Until I land in the Hamptons, I'm withstanding the damage. So I gotta calm my nerves and take a deep breath. Cause the wheel never run unless I take each step. Cause I'm feeling stronger now, feeling stronger now. Days pass and I don't wanna go alone. I'm trying to find my way to think that I'm living in the world. When we got something to say, and we will always be the same. Even though we can still each change. There ain't no way to fade away, so take away the razor blades. It ain't safe to say that making pain will take the pain away. There's greater ways to change the page, and everybody hates to say it, but you gotta tame the rage. You've been saying you ain't gonna make it. Oh, it's hard, I know that it's hard. You can't trust no one, and you're covered in scars. There's knives in our backs with our friends' names on them. We try to relax, but the pain keeps running. I'm out of the tracks, while we try to stay on them. You lied in the past, while we remain honest. We're tired of this crap, we're just trying to make dollars. We grind for this cash, while you try to hate on us. Everywhere I go, I know they wanna fight me. Even though they don't know me, they don't like me. They think that I'm terrified, I just hold my head up high. If they wanna fuck with me, just know that I'ma let them try.
Days pass and I don't wanna go alone. I'm trying to find my way to think that I'm living in the world. When we got something to say, and we will always be the same. Even though we can still each change.
These words will prove that I will not live in fear. These words will prove that I will not live in fear.
I bet
you wanna know what I'm feeling like when I'm sitting here spitting these rhymes? Well, if you wanna know what I'm feeling like, I feel like I'm the best of my time. Took my heart and I locked it up in a safe with a straight face and threw away the key. Now that I know my heart is in a safe place, there's not a single thing that you could do to me. Days pass and I go home. I'm trying to find my way to think that I'm living it alone. We got something to say and we will always be the same, even though we can still change. You have everything that you need. It's in your arms, it's in
Yeah, Richie Nicks in studio.
What up? Very nice.
Good shit.
Very nice, man. I mean, this upcoming CD you got's called Hell City, but I heard you had to go through hell and back just to get here, man, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, I actually did. It was pretty crazy.
I heard this guy ended up in the hospital.
My boy drives me because my hoopty, when I try to cross the border with it, they give me a hard time because it's a shitty-looking car, and they think, you know, a kid's got tattoos and a hat on and he's got a shitty car. He's coming here to cause some ruckus.
He's going
to
sell drugs.
Yeah, probably just, got pills.
Just looks suspicious.
So I always get him to drive me. His car looks a little nicer. Well, we were in Royal Oak and he was in a driveway and this dude turns around a corner real fast and runs over his leg. Literally broke his toes, his ankles sprained and fractured. So we had to go back to Canada to the hospital. And then, you know,
fucking hassle.
Yeah, it was a hassle, but we made it back here. And then he's all jacked on Percocets, so he put the address wrong in the GPS. So we drove around Detroit for about an hour looking for an address that probably doesn't even exist. So I finally said, okay, fuck, I need to double check this GPS. And it was the wrong address.
I
put the right one in.
I do want to get with you a little later and then Percocets will talk.
Yeah, you gotta be feeling pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, I'm sure that foot's not bothering you anymore, but what a
and
bummer,
then I,
man.
Then I offer
what an
him
adventure.
A beer on top of that, which right. is. You're not supposed to drink on prescription medication.
Oh, but it feels
no, but
great.
It definitely helps the process yeah. out quite a bit. So you've been getting a lot of play on 89X sure. and stuff like that, you know, around Detroit. You got a pretty big following in Detroit. What's it like when you found out, you know, that you had beat Avenged Sevenfold's record of 20 plays in a row? And I believe it was a People's Choice Awards.
Basically they put two major bands head-to-head, and it's usually new albums. So let's say Sevenfold had a new album and Rise Against had a new album. They'll take their singles and put them head-to-head to see what one will win.
Right.
Well, because what happened is I emailed the fuck out of 89X, and they kept hearing about me in the streets. I was like, play me on the Homeboy Show, play me on the Homeboy Show. Finally, they did. And it took, phone calls and emails out the ass. So once right. they did it, they actually started getting calls for requests. Like, what was that kid you played on a Homeboy Show? Play that again. So they kept getting calls to the point they said, yo, they gave me a call, said, we're going to throw you on People's Choice. You're going up against Rise Against. And it was the day after they had just played a sold-out show in Detroit. I'm like, okay, well, they're going to beat me, but at least I get to get some play during, like, prime time, right?
Right, yeah.
And I ended up winning.
Wow.
And I was like,
I had to feel pretty good.
Yeah,
man.
How
it felt
did that
great.
Feel?
It felt like, I felt like, I don't know, it kind of made me feel crazy. Like, I don't know, I can't explain it. I've been doing this since I was 14. And I'm 23 now, so that's, you know, I'm going on 8 or 9 years of hard work. And finally to hear yourself on the radio and people actually feeling it, it's like, you know, it brings tears to your eyes. Like, there's a lot of drama and bullshit you got to go through and hard work. And to finally see it slowly start working is a good feeling.
Definitely, definitely. And on your MySpace, it says that you've got a couple older CDs available, and I went to CDBaby.com and found those. But this new CD, Hell City, coming out, tell us a little bit about that.
What I'm going to do is, because of all the success I've been having on 89X, the major radio station in Detroit, I'm getting some labels that are interested in me.
Right, because right now you're unsigned, right?
I am unsigned. I'm signed to a management company called G&G. I'd like to give them a shout-out, George Capellini Sr. and Jr. we're negotiating some deals right now. So in the meantime, that could take a while. So what I wanted to do is release this album as is, as I was planning to do without labels, independently. But I'm going to call it a limited street edition. There's only going to be 1,000, maybe a couple thousand copies for local people only.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to give it to stations and stuff that show me love, autograph copies, so.
So now in, like, 3-4 years, we can be like, I had that CD, yeah. You guys don't know what you're talking
like
about.
The rare collectible.
It's a limited edition, yeah.
God, Hell City, man.
Yeah, it's basically something I'm doing to show love to my local fan base and to put some money in my pocket, because this is what I do, and I can't wait till these labels do their thing. Because right. I'll be starving, you know?
Right.
So I got to stay on the ground.
You don't got to tell me about starving, man. Yeah.
All of us,
day.
I'm sure we feel the pain, especially in the recession and
look
everything.
How skinny we are.
Yeah.
That's...
With the exception of me.
Well, Joe, I mean...
I was 280 like a month ago. What the fuck happened?
That's that McDouble diet.
Jeez.
What were you guys doing in my hood, in Royal Oak?
We were just... I had a little meeting with somebody. I don't know if I can talk about it.
It's on the DL, Sarah.
It's on the DL, yeah.
You're not allowed to know, man.
Yeah. A lot of things go down in my hood that people aren't supposed to know about.
That's not your hood.
No disrespect
to
you.
It is too my hood. Just because I live on the east side now does not mean that Royal Oak is not my hood.
No, we got some friends out there who are just hanging out. That's all it was.
Right.
Just hanging out with some friends.
She's nosy. Don't mind her.
It's cool. I catch good vibes from this girl. I like you already.
She's a hard worker. She does a lot of work for the show, so you got to give her some credit
for
there.
Sure.
And then, what is the album I'm holding here? No Romance. Is that the
No Romance? I produced that whole album and released it when I was 17, and I started working on it when I was 16. I didn't even know how to count bars. I didn't know anything. I was drunk in the studio. A lot of that stuff is freestyled. I made a lot of the beats on spot. I just sat there, and I basically that's how I learned how to.
So
do everything.
What was behind the music production? You did. You played rather it be drum
keyboards,
programming, boards.
Programming on Pro Tools and Logic.
Nice. Okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is more of a hip hop album.
That's straight hip hop, and I tried to sing a little bit on it. But it's mostly...
Man, you guys probably know a cohort of mine. Are you familiar with, like, Buck 65? He's from Canada.
Yeah. I heard of him. Oh, I don't own any of his records or anything like that. Right. I don't know what his music sounds like.
Yeah, well, he's basically like if Johnny Cash were to be a rap artist.
Oh, okay.
It's
like style.
I don't know if I'd be into that.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's an interesting mental picture.
I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, he's got this gravelly vocal.
Yeah, so after that album... I went and released, I started a rap group called, I don't want to even mention the name, but I started a rap group, and it had artists from Detroit and Windsor, and it was kind of like a Wu-Tang thing where we would release compilation mixtapes, and I went ahead and we released 3 mixtapes. That group broke up, just unfortunately, who cares, we moved on in different directions, and then I released the album Love. And people think it's, when you first think the album's called Love, you're going to think it's like R&B, like, oh my God, love this. It's about all the bullshit about love.
Right.
It's about all the hard things about love. Like
I just want to be friends.
Pretty much none of the fabricated stuff, just the
it's the real truth.
Shit,
the truth about love.
Right,
like,
all the fake romanticism thrown out
the window.
Thanks
for finally coming out and introducing this to everybody. I'm so sick of the jibber jabber.
Yeah, so if you've ever been... cheated on or backstabbed by some of your best
who
friends and family.
Yeah. Who has?
Exactly.
Sorry, guys.
You live in your own little bubble.
Then listen to that album and you can relate to pretty much every song and every word.
Very nice.
What kind of artists are you listening to now? Are you still down with like what's considered underground hip hop scene or?
Right now what's in my CD deck, I got in my car, I got four CD things or whatever. And I got Parkway Drive. They're a metalcore band. The new Devil Wears Prada, which is another metalcore band. I have the new Eminem album, and I have the first Obi Trice album.
Ooh. Oh, some Trice, huh?
Well, going back to that, now you've done some work with Eminem, I believe.
I haven't done any work with him. I'm friends of his cousin.
Okay, gotcha. I saw on your MySpace, you know, there's a picture of you, Eminem, and somebody else there on your top friends. But now you did do something with Obi Trice.
I've opened up for Obi Trice twice in Windsor and once in Chatham. I was his opening act. and I have opened up for Proof from D12. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
How was that?
He's a really cool cat. Very cool cat. Yeah, very funny. He liked to joke around a lot. It was actually the first show that he played after his beef with Royce da 5'9". The lineup went Proof headlining, Royce da 5'9", and then me. And
wow.
Yeah, well, it went opposite. Like, Proof was the top, and then I opened up. And it was their first show. They played it on Halloween. I forget what year, but it was right after they squashed their beef. And I actually got to sit in the same room with both of them. And these are two artists that I looked up to basically my whole life. So I was very honored to play that show. And once again, rest in peace to Proof.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that obviously had to, that's got to be, like, what's your most memorable moment, you know? I mean, for me, that would be something like that, you know, because of just the connection, you know?
I remember Proof, actually, Paradigm was at that show as well. You guys
okay.
might, Kid Rock,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
They were hanging out and talking, and I remember they were looking at me, and some people don't, when they look at me, they don't know me. They're like, he doesn't really look like a rapper. He kind of looks like he's in some kind of metal, emo, band, skateboarder, punk-looking kind of dude, right?
Right.
And they're like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I'm performing. They're like, well, is it, with what, a band? I'm like, no, I rap. So they kind of laughed at me, right?
Right.
But I was like, it's okay, it's cool. Then when I actually went up on stage to perform, I remember seeing Proof coming outside from backstage area and standing there with his boys bobbing his head. And he came up to me and he's like, that is the most original and talented shit I've ever heard out of a local artist from Detroit and Windsor. His words.
Wow.
And he said, kid, he's like, you're young, you're still growing. He's like, you're going to find your sound. Just keep doing what you do and don't listen to nobody. And I took that to heart, and I've just basically, that's what I've been doing.
Wow, man. That's deep, bro.
It is. It's very deep.
Wow. Yeah. That's very respectable.
Especially
definitely.
From someone you look up to. Yeah. That's got to right. touch you
oh,
right
that,
there.
That always means the most, definitely. So I saw that you had three shows coming up in Windsor. Any plans to, you know, get over on the other side of the river and rock some Detroit shit?
Hell yeah. I want to rock St. Andrews.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good spots.
And I want
to
go over in Pontiac and rock the Crowfoot.
Crowfoot man.
Definitely, man. Yeah. Those are two good spots.
You seen
right
how many
there.
Acts been going through the Crowfoot, man? Every time I look, so
there's
man,
a lot.
Sure, huh?
Yeah.
Once I kill those venues, I want to possibly play Clutch.
Clutch Cargo.
Cargos. Yep.
That's wow. right there in Pontiac too.
Yep.
And hopefully, just grow from there.
Wow. Yeah, definitely.
Ford Field, Comerica Park, you know.
They may be in a few
Fox.
Years. Who knows? Like, yeah. if I stay on the grind and keep this buzz going.
Stay away from Kobo. It'll fall on you in a couple of years.
So with the CD, Hell City, that you got coming up on the limited release and stuff like that, what where did you record that, produce that, you know, all that good stuff?
I recorded that in Windsor at SLR Studios with Martin Bach.
That sounds...
That's where Ashes of Soma recorded.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah,
this guy, he's 20. He's my age, 23 years old, insanely talented guy.
Yeah, we,
I mean, I'll
I can tell.
I'll suggest anybody to go to him because his rates are, like, affordable. And just the way he respects musicians and understands them
right.
is phenomenal. Because I've been through so many studios and producers and engineers and like... This guy, he's got the right attitude, and he brings you to where you need to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He brings out the best in a musician because he makes them feel comfortable.
Right. Well, right. That's the whole thing about recording. You know, you have to feel comfortable with your surroundings
yeah,
and everything like that.
It's a good engineer too. I mean, there's studio tricks aplenty that they can pull, and a lot of them do. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Those little time killers or the
yeah,
but
yeah, when you're in the booth, for an example, and you got a guy going. Okay, let me edit this. Hold on.
It's so dead silence.
So you wait for 5 minutes in the booth. You lose that whole vibe.
Yeah, right.
You're into the song. You want to lay it down beginning to end with the same energy. You don't want to pause, and he understands that. So he'll have you lay everything down, boom, 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 like rapid fire. Then he'll go in and edit the shit, right?
Right.
Which is how it, I think, should be done.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Definitely, man. Well, you can definitely tell in the songs that I've heard that you got up on your MySpace, you know, and that have been playing on the radio, man. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, I was
production
looking at the
quality.
Thank you.
Well, cool, man. I'm pretty impressed, man, and I really appreciate you taking the time out, not only to go to the hospital but to Canada. then back here.
Yeah.
You know, just to make the show and stuff like that. And there's a lot of fans out there, man, that you know, eat this type of shit up, man.
They love it.
So
yes,
it's,
you're right. I appreciate you guys waiting, and I appreciate the Budweisers.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
No problem,
it's,
man.
It's no problem at all.
So, but your last three shows that you've done, they sold out, right?
It was the last two.
I'm sorry. So, I mean, that's got to feel good. You got this huge positive buzz coming, you know, with 89X. And I was on your MySpace earlier, and then MySpace.com, Richie Nix, RichyNix. The new album, Hell City, is coming out, limited to Detroiters. And what would you call, like, you know, somebody from Detroit, you call a Detroiter. But we've had a lot of Canadian cats on the show, man. It's like Windsorian, Windsorian.
I don't know.
Windsorite.
Yeah, we're Windsorites. But, we'll, you know, you guys call the Dirty D. We call it the Dirty Dub.
The Dirty Dub.
Nice.
From the Dirty D to the Dirty Dub. I call it Hell City. You guys call it Amityville. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
All right.
I mean, it's this, you know what? Anybody that lives in Windsor feels like they're a part of Detroit. And I think people that live downtown Detroit look at Windsor like, you know, like, that's our neighbor. That's basically a little chunk of us.
What really
pisses
me off, bro, is that they basically got to probe you with all types of shit before they even let you get across the border anymore, man.
It's a pain in the ass.
Can you blame them, though?
Welcome to homeland.
Yes! I mean, look at all the stupid people that try to cross the border.
It's more the future of where Homeland Security is going, too.
Yeah.
This North American Union takes hold, and it's going to be even tougher.
I mean, really, though, when has, like, Detroit and Windsor ever been at odds, man? We've always been, you know, a pretty close, you know, two pretty close cities.
We're a bridge away.
I've never seen us, like, in any types of battle or war.
Right.
Like, we've always been, like, straight up, like, big brother, little brother thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we've always fought with Ohio. I mean, frig them down
in
Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio
is full of troglodytes.
We want them out of the Union.
I don't even know anything about Ohio, really.
Good.
It's flat.
Keep it flat.
They got some cool roller coasters at Cedar Point.
Cedar Point and Bone Thugs
and
Harmony, right?
Yeah. Cleveland.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Ohio players, right?
So, but yeah, Richie Nix, man, this is very good stuff. I'm gonna let you lead up into this next song that we're gonna go into, and it's called
"I Drink Too Much."
That's an anthem right there, man.
Fuck yeah!
This is how I did this song while drinking. All within the same day, I made the beat, I wrote the lyrics, I recorded the song, all in one day on camera while drinking.
Dope.
Nice.
Excellent. Very respectable.
And that's how this song came out.
That is.
And you can watch the video of me recording it on YouTube.
Right, I couldn't actually imagine it any other way.
With a bottle in my hand, actually, drinking and recording it.
That was the mental image I had.
Yeah.
So that's youtube.com/RichieNix, I'm assuming.
Just search in YouTube, search Richie Nix, I Drink Too Much. I'm positive it'll come up.
Word. All right, Richie Nix, I Drink Too Much.
Goes out to every motherfucking body. When you see me drinking, leave me the fuck alone. Let's get it straight. We can meditate, elevate, we can celebrate. Everybody levitate. Let's go up high, oh so high. Let's heal ourselves and peel our shells. Cause everybody gives a fuck, but I don't really give a fuck. I'm just trying to live it up. I haven't seen a minute of recollection of when something was in my veins pumping with love and a freedom. I haven't seen none, I cannot believe them. God, I haven't seen one person who ain't hurting from serving you right. I'm slurring, I'm swerving, I'm swearing these lights are oncoming traffic. I am nervous and frightened, so I'ma make this bottle disappear. And if you got a problem, you can kiss my rear. If you wanna holler, then just get right here. But if you want a dollar, suck my dick all year. And pass me the drink. I'll admit it, I've been gone for a minute, but now that I'm back up in it, I'm more than willing to kill a villain. Let's get the blood spilling, splattered all over the ceiling. I'm a villain, a part of me that ain't chilling, but it's brilliant. A psychopath, light your match. Fires and gas, choirs and caskets. I am not laughing, you'll get shot laughing. I am not bragging, I just got a bad habit of wanting to fight evil. I ain't evil, I will see you when I see you. I will need you in the ground, 6 feet on this way. but I'm not Joe. Everyday rock show, aka slap show. Pass me the drink, pass me the drink, bitch, pass me the drink. So pass me the drink, pass me the drink, bitch, pass me the drink. I wanna kiss somebody, but God won't let me. I'm as crazy as it gets, so do not tell me. I'ma drink this whole bottle until it's empty. I'ma drink this whole bottle until it's empty. I wanna kiss somebody, but God won't let me. I'm as crazy as it gets, so do not tell me. I'ma drink this whole bottle until it's empty. I'ma drink this whole bottle until it's empty. Pass me the drink, pass me the drink, bitch, pass me the drink. I know something is out there waiting for me. So pass me the drink, pass me the drink, bitch, pass me the drink.
Send a shout out to our affiliates at TooRawForFM.com, or you can hear them live Saturdays from 8 to 12 a.m. on 89.3 WHFR. Or you can stream them online at whfr.fm.
So, Joe, you spent some time scribbling out a list, buddy. You greasy, flaky, just Bush-like.
Go ahead,
drinking.
Get it all out while you can. Just natty, go ahead. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Natty ice sipping, NASCAR cracker sticker having.
Double wide trailer visiting, greasy juggalette fucking.
Honky.
Ah. Just go, Joe. What the hell is your list?
I came up with a list of 10 things you shouldn't stick inside your girlfriend. Now, before I get started, I'm going to go like I did last week. Steve, what is one thing you would not want to stick inside your girlfriend?
I don't think that there is one thing I wouldn't.
All right, well, there's bound to be something on this list you'll find.
Okay.
Pat, what about you?
You.
I thought that might come up. I was waiting for it. Olin, I'm not even going to ask you. Number 10, a splintered 2x4.
Joe, there's no logic behind that, buddy.
Why?
It's like, because you just don't shove
some
a splintered...
people need practical advice.
Wow. All right. Once the comment line is back up, give it a couple days, guys. But if you've ever stuck a splintered 2x4.
Dude, trust me, this number one is going to whittle you guys, and it's been done. Okay.
313-254-4260. Continue.
Number 9, a harpoon, because people are just really stupid. Maybe target practice, you know. Ooh. Maybe.
I don't know. Now, I've harpooned some of my girlfriends with myself.
Harpoon the great whale.
I don't know, man. Especially if she's like on the other side of the room and you got the thing like docked on the bed. Like,
that's not what the harpoon I meant. But
I understand that, but I'm going literal for a harpoon. Don't be doing it.
Do not Captain Ahab your girlfriend.
Number 8, a grenade. Unless you're going to the 4th of July fireworks, man, and then you just have some fun. You have a nice quiet car trip on the way home.
No, that's cool. Just don't pull the pin. No,
yeah, sure. Yeah. Or if it's disarmed, I'm sure.
I'm sure the juices will eat away through the pin. Depends on who you're with.
Yeah, and I mean, it really does. I mean, some of them juices won't touch, but some of them, man, that stuff's like paint thin.
Yeah, dude, it'll go right through.
I mean, it eats right through your skin.
Yep. A dildo, number 7, a dildo bigger than your own tool.
Yes.
That's self-explanatory. That is self-explanatory.
I needed to go through the rundown because some people need practical advice.
You're going
to
be hearing all kinds of screams and moans that you ain't never made her do.
Yeah, it sucks, especially if you're with a squirter and you can't do it, but then she's got, you know, that
vibe.
That'd
be the worst, man. That'd be the absolute
worst.
You don't want to feel bested, sure.
Right. I'll tell you what, man.
I'm not going to lie. My girlfriend's girlfriend is starting to bother me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah. All right.
Bother you. Wait, hold
number
on.
Number 6.
No, let's get
no,
back
we're
into
all,
this.
We're all interested now.
I always love when you get a little piece of Steve put out there because you're so mysterious, man.
And that like is it. That's
anything
all.
Anything we can work with,
that's
I'm all
he's
over.
Giving us. All right. Number 6, a pine tree branch.
What?
The only reason I thought of this one is because while I was writing this list, I was outside in the backyard and I looked at a pine tree branch and I said, wow, that would be really uncomfortable.
Joe.
Yet somewhat refreshing with its evergreen.
Yeah, you go down on her afterwards. Yeah. You know that problem you had with your ex-girlfriend? That would have probably
smell
totally
like a mopped kitchen floor, I guess. I don't know.
Here you go, man. Pussy smelling like pine salt.
Number 5, anything that comes out of Olin's house.
You want to completely avoid.
What about Biscuit the dog?
Biscuit? I wouldn't want to stick Biscuit nowhere either, man.
Poor bastard.
Would you imagine spawns of Biscuit that were 10 times worse than he is?
Spawns of Biscuit.
Number four.
A hot dog, because let's face it, it's just too delicious to stick anywhere besides your mouth.
Middle school, there was a girl that went to the hospital for one breaking off in her. Couldn't get it out.
Wow. What grade was this? 6th, 7th, or 8th?
That would be...
And this was just...
8, I think.
Was this a Frank's or just like the off-brand so Myers brand?
It was Hebrew National.
That's good quality.
So which bar does she dance at now?
You're right. She hit the pole pretty hard.
She's actually one of my ex-girlfriends, so...
Oh, wow.
I'll just you know what?
She would be.
There.
She would be it.
So, but anyway, true story.
All right.
Number 3, money, because you'll never get it back.
Well, yikes. No shit. You give any woman a dollar and it's gone. You don't know where it went.
Did you hear about those like
You're one of the lucky ones to just get away with getting them a dollar.
Did you hear about those broads like the new strip?
You don't give them anything, Joe.
Sometimes.
When's the last time you paid for anything for a broad? Pat pays. I know Pat does. Steve, I don't know about. But you never pay. I pay. You don't pay.
There's a reason for
that. What were you saying, Steve?
The new surgery that strippers can get to have a credit card terminal installed in their ass.
I heard about that.
So all you got to do is scan it.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
You it's guys are 100% serious right now.
No, this is a joke. I don't believe it.
I
hit the mic in my outrage.
I gotta find this online somewhere.
So like you know,
Pat's gonna be looking.
Shake, are you ready? Here, scan here. You like, I don't know if it's gonna be like you slide it through the vag or what. But
wow. So now strip clubs are implementing U-Scan.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Number 2, Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Self-explanatory.
There's
I guess.
No reason to even get into that, buddy.
Maybe
why?
Him.
I had to put it out.
It's
there.
It's Tommy Lee. You don't put Tommy Lee like within 40 feet of humanity, let alone your girlfriend.
I have to think him and Kid Rock are pretty close on that level.
Yeah,
you don't. Yeah, man. It's like even if Kid Rock, I Kid Rock's done a lot, man.
Bobby's my boy. What up? You know, right. People that know better call him Bobby.
He's he no.
What up, Rock? But he's a greasy.
He's done a lot. But I mean, come on. What was it? One of the albums before he got really big, like grit sandwiches for breakfast or some shit.
Yeah.
Like chicken and grit sandwiches for breakfast.
He'll be the first one to tell you, yeah.
Kid Rock is just like us in the fact that he is one of the few motherfuckers that will admit actually how greasy they truly are.
Pretty much.
Yep.
All right.
Number one.
All right.
And I told you guys this has actually happened before.
Now hold on. Let's ask the sound engineer guy if he's composed a drum roll for you yet.
Yeah, for real. Where's my drum roll?
You get nothing.
I get nothing. If I'm going to keep doing this every week, man, I want a drum roll for my number one. Pat. Let me get
a
pow at the end.
Sorry, I fought it.
I want to get a pow at the end.
Pow.
All right. Number one is a jackhammer.
There is that Black & Decker sex toy trade where there's different attachments onto things like jackhammers or Sawzall. That's true.
A Sawzall?
Yeah. Sawzall? Are you serious?
No, Sawzall
dildo.
Sawzall dildo.
You take the blade out of that Sawzall, and that woman will have the ultimate pleasure device.
Yep. I get, yeah. But no.
Those Sawzalls, man. What a great idea.
Thrill drill. Those are out there.
Wow. Yeah,
those, but no, the reason I put that down as my number one was a couple weeks ago, a lady decided to pleasure herself in the middle of her driveway, in fact, with a jackhammer,
whoa.
And she ended,
now
up, she ended up dying.
She what? Didn't, like, attach a dildo to it?
No,
she just jackhammered herself?
She just went to town with a jackhammer, man.
Oh, no!
And she ended up dying right in the middle of her driveway.
Well, stupid people
you know
should
what?
Do that.
You know what? How dare us? Regardless of the race, we're sitting around here outraged that Transformers can't read, and then let alone people go and do something like that.
I got it. She probably liked it. She got
yeah, just the seconds
death.
Before she
died.
Everything
it was great.
Black.
Oh, no.
It was good up until I died.
Up until she pierced her intestines and her stomach and her liver and everything else.
Could you imagine,
Jesus.
Like, how would you have,
that's
how would you,
right
how
there.
Would you even, you know, hold, fedangle this thing to fit inside your crotch? Because the thing weighs like 100 pounds.
Had to flip it upside down to sit on it.
Yeah. That's what she did.
You know, she used her foot for the trigger, probably.
Yep. That's what she did. Her foot.
And as soon as she was coming, You know them legs.
She didn't know if she was coming or
legs
going.
Legs go straight down. She fucking
fired it up.
Now, now, what about this? Think about the poor police officer that was dispatched to that scene, and think about what that poor bastard. I mean, granted, you know, we're kind of hard on the police, but
what
the police
if he was training somebody that day?
Yeah, training day. There you go. This is your training day, bitch.
Wow.
I mean, there are some police officers.
Can you imagine them two cops? Yeah. Not gonna lie, kid. You're gonna see some things. You might. Oh my God.
Is that a jackhammer?
Is she riding that thing like a pogo stick?
Is
split like a lumberjack?
Wow.
Oh.
Talk about some pelvic thrusts.
Get out of town.
Good Lord. So
yeah, that's my top 10.
Absolutely brilliant. So.
Good work.
And finally, make sure to check out our affiliate, Insomnia Radio Detroit, with Les Zaldor. You can dig up some more underground talk and music with Zaldor at www.zaldor.com. That's Z-A-L-D-O-R. So, for myself, I'm hot because the studio just overheats me so bad. Dude. You people out there listening don't know how bad it is.
We suffer.
My titties are lactating, my man.
Big baby pee.
My fingernails are sweating.
We suffer for the entertainment.
Joby Wan Kenobi.
I'm going to go out and get myself a jackhammer.
And El Magnano.
We are going out to Bus Driver. It's track 4 of his new album, Jelly Beam, available everywhere in your fine establishments. And this song is called Scoliosis Jones.
Only on The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Yeah, bitches.
Hi, my name's Scoliosis Jones. I got a comb over cloth and a smoker's cough. I'm in a motor cross and I'm a planet's VT columnist and a self-taught anesthesiologist. I got a corn of an all power cop to pack with slow nights. I'm in bold type and almanacs. My bandmates act like tasteful sweets with tweets frowns. They see clowns with riddles and I gnaw on the nozzles with syrupy opiates when a political climate is clearly Soviet. But my crack pop persona's an eerie coasty fit when I cackle at the throes of the hedge maze. I used to stab niggas with quarter notes and treat royalty statements like horoscopes. But my wonderland's been forested and poached and my groin gets bombarded with x-rays.
I'm Scoliosis Jones.
We all laugh at your expense.
You then full of broken bones.
Oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. Then the headliner's Buck Rogers seeding wing is always blunt on the toddler's teething ring. He needs legitimized conceit. Cocaine, nasal spray, splay, cable bait to liquefy the heat. Woo! His personal assistant wears go-go boots and every vocal booth must have a glory hole. He's filleted by a roster of vapid poodles and eats apple strudels wearing a portly stole. A craft pip swing all slathered in a bronzer, picking out the pig's feet and a fatting curb cobbler. Flossing himself because he thinks we carry signed a 10 album deal with a pinky swear. Cover their opinions, virgin golf leans. Do what's concerning with his golf swing. My cardigan reeks in partisan pink because I'm Barton Fink and the Martian Sphinx. Come on.
I'm Scoliosis Jones.
We all laugh at your expense.
You been full of broken bones.
Oh yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I'm Scoliosis Jones.
We all laugh at your expense.
You been full of broken bones.
Oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. Scoliosis Jones. Scoliosis Jones. Scoliosis Jones.